Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
You know, I gotta wonder what kind of working relationship he'd have with Satan.
It's Mike Shope.
I've often wondered that. Like, I don't know what his pronouns are, or their pronouns. Anyway, Satan.
And the Bulldog.
What's the upside of doing well?
Well, maybe they're too busy making everyone else's life hell.
Oh, boy.
And you might just be able to do your own thing if you're partnered with Satan.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
They're too busy, you know, making Scott Norwood miss field goals.
Oh, come on.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Yes, Tuesday, week four. The Bills are it's going up. 16.5 point favorite now against the Warriors.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
What is this, college? I mean, 16.5? That's a little bit unsettling, right? Want to give the points? Would you ever bet the Saints in a game like this? I mean, forget that you like the Bills. Just sort of a 16.5 point. I did win on the Dolphins this way. Sort of this logic.
Yeah.
Which was, it's early in the season. Well, different than this week, but division game Thursday night. Give me the, what was it? 12?
12.5, 11.5. I saw both. I don't think I could, with a clear conscience, put my name on, no, I would never do that. Because my process is horrible.
Really?
I'm the sort of person that could get up. There's a game Sunday morning, right? 9:30.
There is.
I'm the sort of person could get up if I weren't, you know, working here or paying attention to the Bills or loving the Bills. I'm a football fan. Okay, it's Sunday morning, 8:00. Coffee's on. Game at 9:30. Let me see what I can stack together here.
Oh, right.
And when you've got a What is that going to be? +250 or something on the money line? New Orleans, I haven't looked.
I bet more.
I'll bet it's got to be that big or bigger.
Imagine the Saints winning.
The temptation, I don't know that I would definitely bet it, but I would probably, just out of curiosity, right? I'm going to pick the early game, whatever I'm going to do there. I'm going to put three or four games together, and then I'm going to go, I wonder what happens if I throw New Orleans in there. Look at that!
You want to know
And then I walk out of the store with things I didn't need.
Asking the Saints money line?
Yeah.
+1,000.
+1,000?
Yeah. 10-1 they win the game.
That is...
You wouldn't even bet a 10-1 horse.
No.
Like, and it's horses.
No, I would expect a 10-1 horse to maybe die in the race. I don't know. I don't think the Saints.
You know, you might put them in the DK Horace exacta box.
I don't know that they're in peril coming here,
but to win straight up, that's pretty good.
Yeah,
+1,000.
I'd want to pour that into my parlay and like look at it and hopefully be reasonable enough to go, okay, no, that's ridiculous. Why do you want to lose this bet?
The Bills are to win this game Sunday to go to 4-0 at FanDuel. Your buddies. #Bulldog/promo code. -1,800. $180 wins you $10. Who has that kind of money? If you're so sure they're going to win, you put $180 on the Bills to win the game. You win 10. You get 190 back if you're right.
That is not a rewarding exercise
at all.
That's
the biggest favorite. They're the biggest favorite so far easily in the league this year. And it may stay that way. 16.5. It's not even, it's only Tuesday. What's going to change? Saints trade Kamara tomorrow? Like, what's going to change?
I'm sure we've had other years where there have been numbers approaching that or even exceeding that. Otherwise, I think we'd be hearing about it being some kind of a record. And I haven't heard any of that. But wow, that's just such a massive, it's a huge number.
It's not a record, but like yesterday I had the list of 14-point Bills lines where they were favored since 21, like the last four, there've been 10 games in 4 years where they've been favored by at least 14 points.
And they've won the majority of those games, but they've not done great covering. I think I remember from you running down that list.
They were like 5-5.
Right. As far as covering goes. Yeah.
When was the last time in this series, Buffalo, New Orleans, that the home team won in their own stadium? That's too hard, right? The trick is the line in their own stadium. Because the last time, well, no, that's actually wrong. All right, never mind. It's 2013. The Saints did, because they had the game in the Alamo Dome, the Terrence McGee halftime kickoff game.
Right, okay.
But that's longer ago.
Yeah.
2013, New Orleans beat the Bills 35-17. Since then, in 17, the Saints won here by a million.
Yeah, that was.
And the Bills won there on Thanksgiving night. Also by a lot, when Trey White got hurt.
And that's it since that game in 13?
Those are the only two times they've played.
All right.
Since then. They're still, they're not aligned where they'd play the extra game against each other because they both were, well, for this, in, you know, actual terms, the Saints would have had to win their division because the Bills always win their division. So that's not happened.
Right.
So when, you know, Tampa Bay has won that division like 4 years in a row, actually. So the Thanksgiving game is their last game. Before that is the game in Buffalo where the Saints beat the Bills 47-10 and everybody left. And it was just a disaster.
Right.
And then they go to San Diego after that.
Five picks in the first
Peterman.
Half.
Peterman. They bench Tyrod for Peterman after this game.
Yep.
And before that is, I guess it's Manuel against Breeze. So, yeah, all right. Well, there's some trivia you won't need.
So the game Sam Cowart got hurt in isn't that many meetings with the Saints ago.
Right. It's six games ago.
Really? Right. So that game stands out in my mind.
After that is San Antonio.
Right.
After that is a game here early in the season. The Bills beat the Bucs in 09 to start a season, and then they played New Orleans and lost. Then it's the game I'm talking about. Then it's the blowout here, then it's New Orleans Thanksgiving night.
Thanksgiving, okay.
That's all there is.
All right.
With the Saints. I've been to two Bills Saints games, and one of them is the game where we lost big. And the other, Ken Stabler was the quarterback for New Orleans.
Wow.
Yes. Anybody at that game? 1983.
So you weren't there for John Forcade?
I've been to four. Bill Saints games.
I thought I remembered you saying you were at
I was,
that game.
No, I forgot to wear socks.
I needed to nudge you in there. Yeah, okay.
I forgot to wear socks. I've been to four because I was at the Cowart game too. 01 opener, right? I've been to four Bill Saints games. Yes, 1983, Bum Phillips Saints, Ken Stabler against the Bills.
That
yes.
Is some high style right there.
That is. You're so right.
What time of the year was that? Was
early.
Oh, okay. So
it was
Phillips
sunny.
Probably wasn't in some big Marlboro Man coat with a big furry collar or anything.
I was on the other side. I was 11. And it was, all right, October 30th, 1983. I don't know what he wore. I can't know everything. Yeah. I don't remember what Bum Phillips wore. But I do remember being there.
If that game was in December, I think I got a better look at him, you know, in a big, you know, just a big, heavy cowboy jacket, you know, kind of thing.
I have a ball from that game.
The game in 83?
I do. The word Saints is spelled on the laces. And I don't remember how I came to own this ball. Mm. It was through my parents, I'm pretty sure. But I have a ball. It could use some air. At this point,
you got to get one of them needles.
But it's an official Pete Rozelle.
They still sell those needles.
The needles? I don't know.
You get those at a
you can't buy
good
a needle
store.
Anymore. You know, on the black market, you can buy it. All but right. Really, it's tough. 1983,
Dark
Saints
web.
Is spelled. I should have. We've got the whole week.
All right.
Maybe by the I'll bring it in and we'll put it on the Twitch.
If you've
and you can
got
see
a ball that came somehow from that game, you need to have the story of how you came to have it.
I know.
Otherwise, what's the point of even having the ball? I have this ball. I don't know.
I know. It was not.
What good is that?
It was not a ball I acquired at the stadium.
Okay.
It was like my dad knew somebody.
Somebody did business with your parents or something, and they said, "Oh, you got a son here? Maybe he'd like a football."
That's how we came to own everything we ever owned.
Bartering.
Bartering for gold through my dad. Yes. Yeah. So, all right. 1983.
It used to work all right.
Congrats on your two touchdowns, Mike Mosley, for the Bills in that game.
Wow.
Do you want to rip through the power rankings?
Fine. I'm always prepared if we've whatever we're doing here has run its course.
Has it ever?
Zach has no microphone.
Really?
Can you sign? So
no, I think that was the sign for no.
So I have a feeling that if you didn't hear his update, there was technical difficulties there.
We didn't hear his update.
We didn't hear it. Nobody heard his update. You folks out there didn't hear it either. There was just dead air for a minute and a half to start the show. Anyway, we're here.
One for Tennessee, two for Cleveland. Okay, time now for the reverse AFC power rankings powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit empireelectricians.com. All right, that works.
That's good. It's not as important as Zach, but it's next. The buttons. I need the buttons.
Do I want the 83 standings or do I want the current standings? I mean,
who needs standings? These are power rankings.
Right. No, that's fair. I didn't need
I have the standings this, open just so I don't forget teams.
But I do kind of want to know. I want to read the room on the AFC right now and just like how smooth a ride it looks. Today is September 23rd. Here we go. Reverse AFC power rankings. 16.
I'm inclined to go back to Tennessee.
Me too. Me too.
The coach is bailing out on play calling. It's three games with your prized rookie number one overall quarterback. And that just sounds like the first step to his demise to me.
Callahan.
Bill Callahan.
Yeah.
Brian Callahan, Bill's his dad, sorry.
Who's also on the staff.
Right. That just seems like it's not going well. It's definitely not going well, but that seems like a sign toward, you're not long for this.
I mean, imagine you've got the number one overall pick, and three games in, the head coach says, I'm turning over play calling duties to an assistant. What a bad sign.
Right.
Tennessee, I agree. Minus 43 point differential through three games. Tied with the, Saints for the lowest, worst mark in the NFL. 15.
I'm going to go Jets here. I just don't think there's much good happening there. Any idea that Justin Fields was going to make something happen there? I mean, he lasted a week and a half. Taylor, that'll work.
All right.
So I think, like, who do I... it always depends on how you want to do it. What do they look like? Who would you want to be moving forward? I don't think either of those are very kind to the Jets right now.
Last week on this segment, you were hoping, I think, to make history.
Yes.
14. I'm going to take a shot at making some history by probably proposing the first place team ever to be nominated this early. Cincinnati. Tied for first at 2-1. I would not want to be Cincinnati for anything right now. Go get Russell Wilson, people are saying online. Uh-huh. Sure, great.
That'll work.
I mean, maybe, what, you get that 7 seed or something. Can't block, can't play defense.
Can't run it. Yeah, I'm good. I'll run with you on that. We don't have a tie-breaking vote because Zach's gears isn't working. But anyway, I'm good with putting Cincinnati there.
Okay. First place Bengals, 14th. You're right, it's not the standings. 13th. Wow, this is fun.
Yeah.
This week, this is fun. Browns? Dolphins?
I'm inclined to say Dolphins. I mean, I respect and appreciate the effort. I mean, they looked like a team that hadn't thrown in the towel by any means on Thursday night against the Bills. But it's another loss, and I still think whatever structural problems there are there with the coach are only going to get worse as the losses mount. So, you know, they're not going to lose them all. I think they looked good enough on Thursday to, you know, maybe reinforce that, but it's still not a good – it's going to get worse before it gets better there.
I want to pick someone else. I think I will go Cleveland. I mean,
what do we do now?
I don't know.
Zach like, is texting.
Is he? He's texting. He's right there. Just shout. Just yell it. I'm just like 5 feet away from him. Just yell it. Cleveland. I didn't hear him, but I read his lips. Okay. Cleveland.
The mic was in front of his face. I couldn't read his lips. The angle. I mean,
that's your excuse.
You have a better approach angle to the green from where you are.
13 is Cleveland.
All right.
12. You're on Miami?
I'll stay on Miami here. Yeah. Yeah.
Houston. Houston.
Wow.
The vote is in. Houston at 12. What a disaster.
They pretty much at this point have got the two edge guys going, and that's it.
They gave Nico Collins a touchdown in a low-scoring game, and they still lost. Jacksonville. They gave him like a 50-yard walk-in touchdown, and they still couldn't. Houston still couldn't get there.
I saw. Oh boy, what was the stat?
I think Miami impressed here.
What's the length of time? They've got three games where they've thrown for 250 yards in their last 40?
It could be, yeah.
40 feels like too many, but I got 17 is the other number in my head that it is, and that doesn't seem like enough to make the point to me. I feel like it's 40 games. Ah, one of those is right. I'm sorry, but it's bad. Everything's a struggle offensively for them.
You know, interesting moment here for a lot of these young quarterbacks. And I'll make a point later about running back, sort of an inverse point. But we loved Michael Penix. We loved Nix.
It's going great.
Worst quarterback in the league by some metrics through 3 weeks. We loved McCarthy. Did we love McCarthy? We never really loved McCarthy, but I think we were optimistic for McCarthy. He had the win in Chicago.
I got pretty excited about McCarthy.
And Stroud, I mean, wasn't he like rookie of the year? Amazing rookie story. Why didn't Carolina just pick C.J. Stroud instead of Bryce Young? Mm-hmm. Then there's Bryce Young, who last year was a big deal, and now this year, I don't know what changed, but that's five guys that people are way the other way on so far this season. Doesn't include everybody. Like, May is 1-2, but I don't think he's sort of looked bad or anything. Did I mention Cam Ward? Didn't have last year, rookie this year, but nothing good is happening there, really, it seems. All right, Houston at 12, 11. You're still on the Dolphins. We got to move it along. I'll just agree.
Thank you.
I do think they impressed here. I think they looked like the Dolphins have looked in the last 4 years.
I don't disagree. I just still think everything is going to fall in on that guy's head eventually. So it's... They looked better. They looked better than, well, I mean, all the teams we've mentioned so far this week, I think. So there's that, but they still did lose the game. So.
10.
New England.
Sure. 9, Vegas.
Sure.
8. Jacksonville? Come on.
Yeah.
They could easily be 0-3 if they played a tougher schedule.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah.
7. Pittsburgh? Shouldn't Pittsburgh always be 7, no matter what? Aren't they just sort of like permanently seven? Is there like, time for me to name a fantasy team permanently seven?
I feel like this could be a rule. This, yeah.
Pittsburgh is permanently seven.
We like to be pretty much lawless with this exercise, but I you could convince me that that's a good idea.
All right, just so we don't miss anything here, because this could get for the in the rare this is the rare occasion for the reverse AFC power rankings where things could get a little scrambly near the bottom. Who's left? Buffalo, Baltimore, Indianapolis, Chargers, Broncos, Chiefs. That's normal. Those are the bottom six teams most of the time. Well, you know, since Indianapolis got pretty. Six.
Chiefs.
Yes. Second week in a row.
They were six last week?
They were.
All right.
They beat the Giants. Congrats. Five.
I'm going to say Denver. Denver.
Me too. Denver. Four.
Indianapolis.
No.
Why?
I think they're top two. Really? Bottom two. So, yeah, I do. I will say Ravens. Most points allowed, almost. In the league, like suddenly the Ravens, everybody's favorite, that's it, includes me. I mean, I'm not averse to that philosophy. They can't stop anything. I mean,
my God, they've given up. Wow.
They gave up two 95-yard touchdown drives last night at home.
Plus, the one was 98.
Both were higher.
Right.
96, whatever. Right.
The first one was 98. The other one, I think, was exactly 95, and it was aided by like a 72-yard run by
Montgomery.
The other one was like just a march. I mean, just...
Feel free to make a stop.
Right.
I read they missed 20 tackles and the Lions missed none in the game.
How many sacks did the...
Seven sacks.
How in the world does that happen?
I don't know. I couldn't figure it out watching it. Like... Jackson maybe was a half second slow based on whatever he was seeing down the field. I don't know. It's not like they're loaded with guys who can separate and make it easy for him. But he still gets away with it. He still gets out of there.
Right.
And last night he couldn't. I mean, I'm always sort of a little bit negative toward him being willing to run. They're not. They're tush-push averse. I mean, first and goal with the one, they have Derrick Henry, so they don't. They won't tush-push. Like Jackson is not going to sneak. And they got stuffed. So that fourth down debacle, which we've seen plays like that before from them. Yeah, not good.
Not coming through on fourth down, compounded by losing 18 yards on the fumble. Like, you were at least leaving them at the two-yard line. Not that they hadn't already driven 98 yards on you, but still, that was tough. Yeah.
I'm going to say Ravens at four. How about a little humility, Ravens? Maybe stop punting. And I don't, we got to talk about Henry. Nice touchdown. 11 for 22 rest of the game.
Right.
And the week before against the Browns was much the same.
Yeah.
Did we see the last big game from Derrick Henry in week one? I mean, what is that to say, right? It's a lot to say.
Yeah.
I'm just asking. But we'll save it. I can't wait to talk about it. Because fantasy, me, you know, last year got buried. Because all the old running backs, even going to new teams, killed it, never got hurt. Barkley is 3.3 yards per carry. Henry looks terrible, fumbles all the time, never fumbled. Now he fumbles every game.
Right.
And Connor gets hurt. You know, like this is what, not doesn't feel great to say it, but kind of was supposed to happen. Mixon isn't anywhere last year, but didn't happen last year. They all just
smashed,
buried me.
Yeah.
All right, I'm Ravens at four.
Okay, I'm fine.
Highest they've ever been, maybe. Or no, there were probably some of these days in the summer where I took a day off and you guys just sort of, you know, I wasn't here to fly their flag.
I don't think that happened. I could go back and look, but I don't think they've ever been punished inappropriately just because you weren't here to protect them. I don't think that happened.
Okay. Three, Chargers.
I'm going Colts.
Colts. Zach pointed at Bulldog, everybody. Theater of the mind.
Thank you, Zach.
Two,
I'll go Chargers.
Got to. Can't not be the Bills. It can't not be the Bills at one right now. Agree? It can't not be.
Yeah. I mean, the track forward looks, I mean, it looks like a great ride.
That too.
Moving forward. Like, so who do you want to be right now?
That too. But even to this point.
Just on the body of work alone.
How could it not? How could you put the Chargers at one? Could you put the Chargers at one? Could you? Colts? Maybe the Colts on performance.
Colts on performance, I could. They have only given up 56 points. Scored 103. Both better marks than the Bills. The Bills giving up 71 and only have 102, so they're only down one there in the points four category. But still, it's more on pedigree. And I would say something similar about the Chargers too, which is why neither of them can be. You get down to those are the last three teams. The Bills have to be one.
Reverse AFC power rankings on WGR, powered by Empire Electric. Your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. We'll talk about the Ravens loss, Ravens and Chiefs in week four. If you want to jump in with us, please, 803-0550. Ross Tucker at four today. We've got another hockey game tonight, Sabres preseason game number two, pregame at six. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
why
fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This drive starts at the 21, down by four. Hand off to Henry, and he gets it punched out. It's recovered by DJ Reed. Knocked out on the play by Aiden Hutchinson. And it's yet another fumble for Derrick Henry.
Joe Buck, last night, Detroit 38, Baltimore 30. Heavyweight bout. Good stuff. Last night, you wanted a fun Monday night game. You got it.
Big time, yep.
Baltimore, I mean, this is probably too harsh. Blows it. Detroit was really good. Detroit would, you know, they did anything they wanted on offense. Fourth downs, run pass. I mean, very impressive. Ravens, a lot of highlights. But in the end, here we are again. Good team. Takes them down 1-2. Baltimore at 1-2 at Kansas City at 1-2. Baltimore is a slight road favorite. What do you think?
I think the way both teams look right now, I might go looking for an alternative line and take Baltimore like minus -7 or something. I think Baltimore might be down on them because they screwed up a couple times last night. Henry's fumble again, that whole goal line sequence that we talked about during the power rankings that ends with Jackson fumbling it back to like their 20-yard line or excuse me, the Detroit 20-yard line. But I still think the form they're in, they look still like a more dangerous team than the Chiefs to me. And I don't know that the Chiefs are capable of exploiting without Rice and Worthy still. We'll see. Maybe Worthy will have more of a chance this week because it's been sort of like right up to the weekend the last couple of weeks. So maybe he gets back. Either way, I don't think there's enough to threaten. I don't think they can do even what the Bills did to Baltimore or what Detroit did last night. They can't run the ball, Kansas City, so they're not going to be able to control the game that way. And I don't know, Pat, I don't think the Chiefs can threaten them offensively the way that Detroit and Buffalo did. So I would like Baltimore in the game.
I just have a tough time detaching from what has become, I think, part of the Ravens' rep, which is that as good as they might be, and they're everybody's favorite, you know, like every year, it's this is a great team, you know, Super Bowl pick,
best roster
like that,
in football,
all that, of stuff, you know, like yeah. With the Eagles, like they get that kind of credit. Analytics department, you know, roster construction, they always get all the credit. But I mean, maybe it's just too close to last night and or even week one. But I've seen them go to Kansas City before. They lost in overtime once. I mean, it's just the playoff game was in Baltimore. I'm having a tough time getting past this one big mistake or two or three they make that the Chiefs, you know, really don't make. The Chiefs right now they're just not really functional on offense. But it's not like they're giving away points.
They're still careful. Yeah.
Yeah, they're smart. I mean, they're not they beat the Giants because they avoided this. I mean, the Giants weren't good and the Chiefs weren't that good, but they got through the game winning because they didn't give the Giants, you know, free points, right? They didn't mess it up. And I just kind of feel like Baltimore is having a tough time avoiding that. So I'm not ready to just pick Baltimore yet because I think it's interesting that they're favored. They already were. And I wondered how last night might affect that. Because I think if there's, not to get in, make it a betting point, but I feel like right now the public is seeing the Ravens the way I am. This idea that they blow the most leads, you know, but they have the most leads. What happened in Buffalo? That they're just sort of a team that's vulnerable when they're ahead. And then last night, what do you see from last night's game? You might see Montgomery running wild. You might see Jackson, you know, floundering on that fourth and one. I don't know why they needed to rush that. I tweeted this, and maybe this can be debated. Henry gets stopped three plays in a row at the one. The third down play is a toss sweep to the near side, and they get him. And then the Ravens rush to the line for fourth down, and it's a disaster.
That whole sequence was like that. They got a lot of credit for catching the Bills. This came up not super in-depth on our show, but I know I mentioned it because I watched like a long film study from Joe Marino on the opener, and he pointed out a couple different times how the Ravens are just ready to go quickly, and Bernard is still gesturing at people and not even where he really wants to end up. He's trying to get everyone else lined up, and so they were effective with quick snaps, not letting the defense get settled in, and I think they tried to capitalize on that again, and maybe it did them in.
An example of that was shown last night.
Yeah, they were talking about it on the broadcast for sure.
When they were showing how Gibbs and Henry were the two fastest running backs to the line of scrimmage, the highlight, which they stopped at the point Henry reached the line of scrimmage against the Bills, was this. And you see Bernard, number 8, sort of like pointing off to the side when the Ravens snapped the ball.
Right.
So you saw an example of that shown in last night's game. If you have room for a dumb generalization on these teams too, the Ravens and the Chiefs, not in terms of like who will beat the other, but we talked about Kansas City yesterday, and I think there's a lot of tension. It looks like, I'm generalizing, I say all the time how you got 53 players and 30 coaches and everybody else. You don't want to just sort of lump everybody in on what you see from the head coach or what you see from the quarterback. But Kansas City is giving off, like, there's tension there. Through Kelce or through Mahomes, Mahomes and Kelce, Reed and Kelce, they look like they know. They look like a team you would sort of stereotype to think knows, okay, well, they feel it. You know, they might feel like their time is up.
Right.
And it's week 3, and you've got Reed bodying Kelce, and you've got Mahomes pointing to, like, go, oh, you should be over there. You know, just sort of like, why? Think of the Bills for this. What do you ever get from the Bills in this area?
Yeah, at most, you get like you pointing out that Allen didn't talk to McDermott during a timeout or something.
Which is
nothing compared to this stuff, right?
And there's none of that right now.
Right.
You used to get Allen would make a face when McDermott would send the punter on 4th-and-3 or something, and you'd get Allen would show. But that's like a long time ago. Like they're not even punting on 4th-and-3 anymore. They never need to punt. They're playing the Saints. They will not need. They should put the punter in the press box for this game just to sort of flaunt it. No, I mean the Chiefs are giving off.
Yeah,
you know they win the game, and I think most of the reaction to their win is like it's not any better.
Right.
And then you have Baltimore. I think there's this with Jackson and Henry a little bit, where like Henry's not on the field after his fumble, and I feel like they come off like they're sometimes not on the same page at all, which doesn't have to matter. You know, it's sports, and I've heard every example like how this kind of thing can be just sort of a lie.
Yeah.
But I think both teams, again, I preface this by saying I was careful to. This is probably a dumb generalization. Maybe I'm even biased, but I think both teams look like they can feel the pressure. And look, they're both 1-2. They're both used to winning constantly. The Chiefs have rings. The Ravens have dominated in the regular season. And they're both 1-2, and they're playing each other. They know that it's tough right now.
I think Henry's reaction to his fumbles is pretty interesting.
Yes.
And look, it might be one of these things where there's no right answer, right? I mean, you're fumbling. You're fumbling twice in three games in the fourth quarter, deep in your own territory. I mean, you are giving the other team points, right? Which is like the opposite of what you're there for. If it's late in the game, you might be like against the Bills. It's like time to ice the game. 4-minute offense. Go just run it down their throats, and he loses the ball. Not the same situation yesterday, but still close game. And you're putting it on the ground like that, and he's talking like, I can't understand what's happening. It's a point of emphasis for me. He sounds really frazzled and put out by it. And look, the alternative is what? He sits in his locker and says, it's just dumb luck. Which one's closer to probably right? Probably the dumb luck explanation, but he probably gets roasted, and maybe he knows that if he says it's dumb luck. So it's all I got to dig in and concentrate and all this sort of stuff. And he's just in a terrible stretch. But I don't know that he's like, protect the ball. A guy comes from behind him and punches it out. A guy that was like upfield going after Lamar Jackson and just comes back and from the blind side. It's like Henry's carrying the ball with one hand out in the open or something.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's tucked in there. It's just a perfect punch that gets it out. And, like, that's a great play by Hutchinson. And Henry's over here like, I got to try harder. I don't know, dude. Like, I think you got to just roll with it.
Maybe. But I think this is the kind of thing that can happen when you're putting more of your energy. Listen to me now. I have no idea what he's thinking, but you're getting older. It's all harder. He's not having 2 weeks in a row. He's not doing it. He's not accomplishing anything. Couldn't even score from the one. Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
Like,
that was tough.
Plus there was a pass attempt. He's done that little jump pass before that seems to always work, but he didn't work in this game. It was a different kind of play. Still, he is struggling.
The way he flung himself on the bench after the fumble even was kind of like, I don't know, telling, ridiculous. It was just weird.
Here's the thing, and I want to bring this up with Ross Tucker in like 20 minutes. We know, by the way, we know that you can't always win the close games, and here are the Chiefs losing close games. And we also know that running backs get old, and you don't want to give James Cook a contract, and he's like 26. right? Because why? By the time he's 28, it's maybe over. And here's Derrick Henry, and here's Saquon Barkley, and whoever else you want for this. Last year was an incredible year in this way. That they're just like telling you, nope, that's not true of me. It's not true of Derrick Henry. Week one happened. I've got Lebatard. Like, I guess Derrick Henry's the exception. I guess the Chiefs are the exception for close games. No, they're not. I guess Derrick Henry's the exception. No, he's not. There is no exception. It happens. And you never know when it's going to happen. And look, I mean, he ran for 20 yards against the Browns and 20 yards last night, except for the one run. And that was right away.
Yeah.
In the game.
And even still, it was only 50 with that run in.
It was 57.
It's not a good day at all.
So I don't really want to bet against him, saying that I've been avoiding him in drafts mostly for 5 years and getting punished.
Torched, right.
But it will happen. You know, like this, did you want the Bills to sign Derrick Henry a year ago?
No.
I didn't. Would they have won last year? The Ravens didn't. I mean, it's hard to win. But I couldn't sort of block that thought out last night because I'm waiting for years. Nothing against the guy. The guy's amazing. He's an all-timer. But come on, one of these days, he's not the – nobody can be the exception. Everybody's on a different age curve. But he just – it's tons of volume. Barkley had – I'm making them the same point. Barkley had 400 touches last year. Oh, whatever. It's the Eagles. It's Saquon. 3.3 yards per carry for Philadelphia in three games. I don't know. It's coming. It comes when it comes.
Yep.
Like you might have that here with
it especially with Henry. Comes. I don't have this locked down, but the Barkley thing was forecast by probably people in your fantasy space. The number of touches, the number of yards, leading rusher in the league type stuff year over year, like the year after they have that year, there's like some consistent precipitous drop off, whether it's just coincidence seems dubious, you know, yep. Wear and tear just physically is the guy what he was at the beginning of last year after all of that work at this age. It's hard.
Ross Tucker at 4 will talk to him about this. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.